All right? Unsearchable riches of Christ. And to make, see, this is why I'm teaching this tonight. So you can see. To make all men see what is the what? Fellowship, which is a better word for that fellowship. What is your part? My part. Because see, we are fellowshipping. And if you're fellowshipping, and it's like last Saturday, we were cleaning the church up and we were fellowshipping and everybody did their part that was here. One that wasn't here, they didn't do their part. You understand? I was trying to get a plug in. But anyway. but everybody did their part. Guess what? We got it done. We got it done. Why? Because we did our part. That's why we want to find out the fellowship of being a born-again believer. You do your part, I do my part. We make it a strong force. Hallelujah. Fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent, now here we go, To the what? To the intent that now unto who? Principalities, powers, where? In heavenly places, might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. To the intent that the what? Principalities and power. See, you got forces, unseen forces called principality and power. Now, Ephesians, on over in the book of Ephesians, it's the sixth chapter, and I'm going to have to close it in at the end of this one. Over in the sixth chapter, it talks about four classes of demonic power. Principality power, ruler of darkness, world, and spiritual wickedness, and where? See, we have been given dominion on this earth to rule. Are you hearing me? How do you rule? Like Jesus did. He's the head, and he told the body to go in all the world and preach the gospel. If you don't have authority, if you don't have the power, you don't have the ability, if you don't have the resources, how are you going to do it? The fact he dealt to us, gave to us the authority, the power, the ability, the resources to go and know. And he said, I open a door and no man close it. He said to the disciple one time this way, he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I mean, hell can't close a door that God can't open. How do we do it? Because I know how to use my faith. I've been given faith to live. I've been born of love. I got a nature like God. I have his nature. I have his character. I'm a son of God. Like blood, listen, like blood runs in my vein, resurrection runs in my spirit, man. Resurrection life. God's divine nature, God's divine life is in my spirit, in your spirit. How do I enhance that? How do I make it expand? Where did I find it at? I've been born. You know, anything that had life has to be fed. I find it. That's why he said, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Doing what? Teaching, admonishing one another. How? In song, in hymn, and spiritual song, singing. How? With grace. In your heart to the Lord. I find all that I need in the word, in prayer, in fellowship, in worship, communing with God, praying and waiting and meditating and acting on the word. Then my spirit man is fed and it grows. He grows and expands and become bigger and greater and stronger. Though our outward man perishes, but our inward man is renewed day by day. Our inward man never grow old, never grow weak, but it's renewed and gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And my faith gets stronger and bigger, because the Bible says Jesus talked about little faith. He talked about no faith. He talks about great faith, and then talks about exceeding growing faith. Amen. That tells me faith can grow. Love can grow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your money can grow, can't it?
Yes.
And by this time, we all know our body can grow too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what are we saying? And this is closing. What are we saying? We're saying that we've been brought into this family. That the way we walk, live, and conduct ourselves is by the word of God. It's by faith. It's by what God's word said. We don't allow anything else to speak louder than the word. Even though there's challenges, there's things you may have in your life you got to deal with, you didn't know at first, but as you learn and there's stuff going on, you take authority over that. No, you don't. And you become fruitful, productive. We become a body, a mighty moving force that no foe can withstand. They have to get out of our way. Amen. But when we are divided, confused, and not sure, and we're arguing about this and that, that's why we don't see. But Jesus was not divided. That's what he wants the body to be.
Amen.
I want to talk about that next time. The body. How we are to function together with the unction, the anointing, with the knowledge, with revelation, with assurance, confident, fully persuaded. I am persuaded. I'm convinced. This is the absolute truth. And I won't back down. Nothing can make me back down. And this mighty moving force, how do you get it moving? Faith in your heart, words in your mouth. I'm going to say it again because this is close. How do you get this mighty moving force? Faith in your heart, born of love. Faith in your heart, words in your mouth. Speaking words. That's how God got stuff to show, got stuff to move, and stuff showed up. God said, light, I need you. Show up now. Hallelujah. How do you get stuff moving in your life? You got to get this word in your heart. Get your heart full and convinced, fully persuaded. Let it come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Urchins, y'all better come on.
Hallelujah.